Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yesterday, the armed wing of the Palestinian militant group Hamas released a U.S.-Israeli hostage who had spent 583 days captive in Gaza. The hostage, Idan Alexander, was reunited with his family as part of the efforts undertaken by mediators to achieve a ceasefire. The release of the U.S.-Israeli soldier comes ahead of the regional visit by President Donald Trump, who, as we heard already this morning, he's arrived in Riyadh, but he will not be visiting Israel during this particular Middle East trip. Joining us now, the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Dan Ehrlich. Ambassador, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what the reaction in Israel was to the release of Idan Alexander and whether or not any concessions have been offered by Israel as part of this?
We were all very much relieved to see Idan Alexander go back home after 584 days, but there are still 58 hostages that need to come back. What the release showed us is that international pressure works, and the international community, led by the United States, need to continue the pressure of Hamas. We've seen that he was released without conditions and without a horrible, cynical spectacle like the previous releases were held. So it is possible, and this is something that we now see very obviously. So we call for the immediate release of the 58 remaining hostages.
Now, you're doing this while maintaining a siege on Gaza, and thus far, that siege has not produced the release of any more hostages. So what would suggest to you that that Hamas might release more? Because the understanding of what happened yesterday was that they were offering a win to President Trump.
Well, we've seen all along that the previous U.S. administration and the current U.S. administration are working closely with us in order to bring back all the hostages and end this horrible, cynical war that started by Hamas and make sure that we are all safe. Now, when you use terms like siege, these are legal terms, and what we are doing right now is limiting the humanitarian aid that goes through Israel because that aid is being abused by Hamas.
Now, when you say limiting, and we'll come to this in a moment, but when you say limiting, I mean, there's nothing getting through, is there?
But there are still stockpiles of humanitarian aid in Gaza, and we've seen it all along. Throughout the 2 months that we had the ceasefire, we've seen hundreds and thousands of tons on trucks that went in, and we see the ongoing abuse by Hamas. If it's preventing the humanitarian aid from getting where it really needs, if it's firing from warehouses of humanitarian aid, that needs to stop. And more countries are understanding that Hamas needs to be put out of that equation. Hamas cannot be held accountable for their people because they abuse the aid and their the human lives of their people.
But do you accept that the whether you blame Hamas for stockpiling stuff and feeding themselves and not their people, do you accept that the ordinary Gazan is suffering because of this combination of the blockade by Israel and the stockpiling by Hamas?
The Palestinians in Gaza are suffering, and they have been suffering even before October 7th because they are under the cynical, brutal regime of Hamas that needs to end. And even Irish leaders have said in the past that Hamas is not part of any solution, also for the benefit of the Palestinians in Gaza and the Palestinian people. So that needs to put into an end. There is a very clear, responsible organization responsible for all of this, for the suffering on our side, on the Israeli side, and on the Palestinian side, and that is Hamas. And unfortunately, the more and more countries that are only focusing on criticizing Israel, like Ireland, are giving Hamas a carte blanche to continue their brutal regime and their cynical methods.
Now, the problem, though, is that it would appear that 1.95 million people, 93% of the population in Gaza, are actually on the brink of starvation. I mean, how can Israel stand over that? No matter how they feel about the leadership of Hamas, how can Israel stand over the starvation of people, men, women and children?
Hamas is starving its people. We know that there are still stockpiles of food and different supplies in Gaza that Hamas is not letting their people, they're preventing its own people. We all need to work together in order to pressure Hamas in order to stop it. If we talk about coexistence, if we talk about any sort of future, that future needs to see the Palestinian people of Gaza being liberated from Hamas. And again, I know how sensitive this topic is in Ireland, and I'm puzzled time and time again why people are not on the streets marching against Hamas. We've published research that we've seen by Andrew Fox about the methods of Hamas abusing their own population. I didn't see any echoes to that in Irish media. I didn't see any comments of that from Irish leaders. So where is the criticism against the terrorist organization that is holding its population captive?
I mean, the criticism is pointed at Israel because of the overwhelming military superiority that you have and that you are using a medieval tactic of limiting food aid as a means of war.
But we have shown that that horrible abuse is being done by Hamas, not by us. And the only criticism is aimed at Israel, and the double standards are aimed at Israel. So if we are working to defend democracies and defend the rule of law, Ireland needs to be very clear of how it looks at this. And right now, what we are seeing is a very one-sided, simple narrative to a very complex situation. Hamas cannot continue to rule Gaza. It is something that the Palestinian Authority is saying. Any humanitarian aid, any future program cannot involved Hamas
but
with it.
The policy of the cabinet of the Israeli cabinet at the moment, it appears to be dominated by the hard right view, and that is that Hamas has to be eliminated. And so far, a military victory has not been possible for Israel in spite of its overwhelming military force. So what makes the cabinet believe that it can achieve what is so far after years of war it has failed to do?
Well, we have been for 585 horrible days since this tragic war started by Hamas. We didn't want this war. We want this war to end, and it can end if the 58 hostages are back and Hamas abandons its genocidal mission against Jewish people and Israel. And let me just be clear that the conversations around the table in the cabinet are very different than the publications to the media. And
psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
You got so much to do. It's got you feeling blue. Put a little play in your day.
Players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
The responsibility of the government, as any other government, is the safety of the people of Israel and the secure future of Israel. And I expect any government to do so, as I'm sure that Irish people will want their government to do. And we cannot do so while there is a genocidal terrorist organization that sits on our border and said that they will repeatedly do what they have been doing since October 7th.
Now, your position, it would appear, to Hamas is lay down your arms, surrender, release the hostages, and everything will be fine. Is that the Israeli position?
Would any government in the world, any democracy, allow a threat like that to live on its doorstep? Will the Irish population accept anything else from their government if their government didn't do everything possible to make sure that their children are safe? I think it's one of the responsibilities of any country. Now, this is a tragic, horrible war that needs to end. And it's a simple way to end it if you release the hostages and abort your mission of eliminating Israel.
Yet but in Ireland, I mean, the
again,
argument will
the narrative,
be.
And I look at RTE, I look at the main publications, and all I see is 90% criticism of Israel, offering anti-Israeli steps, offering boycotts on Israel. And I don't see any voices talking about what do we do with Hamas? How do we stop Hamas? How is that? If people care so much about the Palestinian people in Gaza, how are they not raising their voices against Hamas?
Well, there are voices which have been very critical of Hamas and the events of October the 7th. There was outright condemnation again and again about that. What happened then was the nature of the Israeli response was so overwhelming and so disproportionate that people became inimical to Israel because of the way it carried on that war.
Disproportionate is another legal term that is being used very freely in Ireland, unfortunately. And what also people in Ireland sometimes forget is that it wasn't a one-day attack on October 7th. On October 7th, Hamas launched a war that has since continued for 585 days. They have not stopped. They are still continuing with this. So it wasn't a one-time event and then retaliation. This is a war that we are fighting for the freedom of our people and the safety of our people, while in that we are maintaining the rules of war and obeying to international law, which is obviously not what the genocidal terrorist organization Hamas is doing.
Yeah, you say you obey the rules of war, but time and again we've had hospitals hit, we've had schools hit, always with the excuse that we were after Hamas operatives, and we got two or three. Now, we may have killed a few dozen civilians who have nothing to do with Hamas, but that's the way it goes.
I reject you calling it an excuse. It is not an excuse. Under the rules of war, you are allowed to target an infrastructure where you are being fired from. And just earlier today, Nasser Hospital again was used in order to fire from. I didn't hear any condemnation in Ireland for the abuse of civilian infrastructure, holy places, schools by Hamas combatants and terrorists in order to fire at Israelis. Sometimes
missiles
and that fire hurts the Palestinians themselves. That is also not being published. So again, if you want to criticize, if you want to talk about the situation, we need to zoom out and look at the whole situation. You cannot only blame one finger at the democracy trying to defend itself. You need to look at the whole situation with Hamas, with the region, and understand the complexities of this cynical war Hamas has launched.
Now, the question of whether or not Israel believes it can eliminate Hamas, I mean, given whether whoever is responsible for the privations of the Gazans, and they have suffered terrible privations, the idea that, you know, following the elimination militarily of Hamas, that Gazans are going to say Israel is a wonderful country, based on what you've done to people, destroyed their homes, destroyed infrastructure, deprived them of food and water, do you really expect them to be a good neighbor to you?
Well, again, I object to the premise of the question, but what we need to look at is the more and more voices within Gaza that are calling against Hamas. They want to be liberated from Hamas. And this is what I don't understand, why Ireland continues to put the finger on Israel instead of, again, joining the pressure together. There needs to be an international pressure against Hamas. And we are working not just with the United States, but with other countries and allies in order to see what we do about it. So in that aspect for the future, where does Ireland want to be? If there is a future of stability and safety for the Palestinian people, it cannot have Hamas in it.
Now, how do you feel and how does Israel feel about the fact that President Trump is not visiting your country during his Middle Eastern trip? It would be not a huge hop for him to drop into Israel. He's chosen not to do so. And this is against the background of the US dealing directly with Hamas on the release of the hostage, dealing directly with the Houthis in terms of a ceasefire, dealing directly with Iran without Israel being involved in the nuclear negotiations. I mean, has Donald Trump cooled on Prime Minister Netanyahu?
Well, what we've seen is a direct ongoing contact between the Prime Minister and the President. We've seen already two visits of the Prime Minister to D.C. since the President has taken office. And we have ongoing cooperation with the current administration. We welcomed the release of Idan Alexander thanks to the efforts of the U.S. administration. So our collaboration and partnership with the American administration is ongoing and will continue. And I think we are all working for the same objectives, with stability and some peaceful times for our region. And they also understand that cannot be while Hamas are in control.
Now, in the United States, and we heard it from Terry Sheridan a few minutes ago on the program, Donald Trump wants to get the Nobel Peace Prize, and he does so because, well, Obama got one, why can't I have one too? But it would appear he might view Netanyahu as frustrating that ambition if the war in Gaza cannot end, if the war in Ukraine cannot end. So that's the reason he might be cooling on Netanyahu if he is seen as a blockage to that peace process.
We've seen different analysis, and I don't think it's my place to judge other people's analysis. What I judge is action. And the encouraging release of Idan Alexander yesterday and the acknowledgement that that pressure works on Hamas, I think these are what we are focusing right now in order to make sure that the 58 remaining hostages are released and this horrible war comes into an end without Hamas in sight.
Now, Pope Leo XIV called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, the entry of humanitarian aid into the Strip, and also the release of all hostages. That was in his first Sunday message in St. Peter's Square in Rome. Was that even noticed in Israel?
Of course. First of all, we welcomed and congratulated him. And we are working directly with allies at the Vatican, and we are continuing with conversations. And we all want the hostages released and then a ceasefire. And it's important to distinguish that because Hamas hears carefully anything that people say. And when they understand that people will call first for a ceasefire and then the hostages released, they understand that they have much to gain from it. And we've seen them analyze any statements, also when it comes from Ireland. We've seen how they welcome the Irish recognition of a Palestinian state. We've seen how Hamas welcomed the Irish involvement in the ICJ. So we know that Hamas carefully examines any international statements. So the continuation of calling for the hostages to be released needs to be the first step, and then we'll be able to promote a ceasefire in the right conditions.
Just finally, I should ask you about the failure of intelligence. October the 7th was a terrible atrocity, an ongoing tragedy indeed, because the hostages are still held by Hamas and so many people died on that day. But it was a failure of intelligence by Israel. And you pointed out at the beginning of our conversation that the principal job of a government is to defend its people. I mean, is a lot of what's going on a deflection from the blame that must be placed at the foot of the intelligence services and the armed forces and indeed the political class for what happened on October the 7th? It was a failure.
The failure, it's there. I don't think anybody is denying that. And I think there is still a long way ahead in order for self-examination, in order to analyze what exactly happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again. But what is happening right now is making sure that 58 hostages are safe and that the threats by Hamas are not on our doorsteps and are eliminated. That is still something that we are facing. And again, it's not something that is being talked about in Ireland. You present October 7th as a one-day attack. That was only the start of the war that Hamas launched against us. And we see it in terror attacks. We see it in missiles. We see it in the way that they operate. We see it in their rhetoric. We see it anywhere. But that's why we cannot have our people safe where Hamas are still threatening them. 58 holding them, and the rest of Israel is just under the threat of Hamas.
Dan Ehrlich, Israeli ambassador to Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.